Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Thursday. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school, the new school way. We are live in effect, 1040 Oak Street, the mecca of sports radio in this great state of Nebraska and the phenomenal city of Lincoln. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Old Cheney / Andermatt, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. It is above 90 degrees, slight wind. It's still a prime time. It's a prime time to stop by the Mercado on the way home and get you something that you can throw on the grill. Mm. And before we get into any sports and stuff like that, and you know, we did some CWS on the block, and obviously got probably the last game in the NBA Finals coming up here. And, you know, plethora of Husker news going on. They got some official visits and other guys that, like I said, we talked throughout the Big Ten quarterback news. Nebraska got, you know, I think one thing, you know, before I want to talk about a little bit in the grilling, and it has to do with sports, but the Vanderbilt quarterback, yeah, I think Nebraska is one of those. I think Nebraska, I mean, I don't think I know. Nebraska, we were so good, and obviously this predates when I was at Nebraska. So dominant, so consistent, so good, and the hatred ran deep that they, you know, people just think like, hey, you just had a bunch of white guys that corn-fed white dudes and you just bowling everybody over. Now, we had some great players.
You had corn-fed white dudes, you had corn-fed black dudes, had corn-fed brown dudes.
We had everybody. But we was, I didn't realize the impact that we made on their life, that everybody was hating them. So the Vanderbilt quarterback, obviously he was, I think he was on Bustin' with the Boys, talking about Nebraska. And he was talking about, and he has a great story. You know, he played for Jerry Kill. His first NIL deal, he was getting $1,400 a month. Then he went up to 10, and then he said he would have stayed for 100 at New Mexico State. And then obviously Vanderbilt gave him more than that. And then obviously the rest is history. And I'm sure he's getting overpaid right now, or he got super duper paid. Congratulations to him. But then he was like talking about the SEC versus the Big Ten, and SEC is the best place. And obviously he's saying it because he feels Vanderbilt is a team that's on the rise. Much in my opinion, he feels like Nebraska. We're on the come up. Had a successful season last year. He was successful. They beat Bama. They took the goalposts all the way down the whole. I mean, it was
to the river.
It was a phenomenal scene. And Nash Vegas is a great place to probably go to school. And obviously, nightlife is second to none anywhere. And so, you know, he's feeling himself. And I'm sure he's had, I know the Nebraska players have had a phenomenal offseason. As they always do. I'm sure he's had a tremendous offseason in Nashville.
I need to double check this because I don't want to speak out of turn. But I think, yeah, so I'm 95% sure. I need someone to confirm this. But Nebraska offered Diego Pavia as a wrestler.
Mark, he ain't tough enough to play with Mark Mann or to be on
three-time state wrestling finals state champ in New Mexico at 160.
The fact that he run in his mouth, he wouldn't have made it.
I believe Nebraska.
No, I mean, I was just joking. But, you know, his thing is, he just said, hey, you know, he essentially said Vanderbilt's better than Nebraska and Purdue. In you know, essentially, Vanderbilt is better than Nebraska and Purdue. So Vanderbilt's looked at as a lower level team in the SEC. Mm-hmm. So that's why the SEC is better than the Big Ten, because any put Nebraska in there. So on one part, anytime you mention Nebraska, that's the way you get traction. And I'm sure he might have said it because I think Will Compton was interviewing him. But then also it lets you know the impact that we've been down. We've been down bad for, you know.
Too long.
From our standards. Not our expectations were down bad. But from our standard, we're down from where we were, right? Which is plain as day. But it also lets you know the impact that Nebraska still has, that you got a dude that essentially hit the lottery. He hit the quarterback athlete lottery. And this is what the quarterback athlete lottery is. And you're probably more apt to hit that in with that position. Was you go to New Mexico State, you have a top 30, 40 coach, for top 30 coach at Jerry Kill, that kind of got pushed out too quick in Minnesota, definitely because of the health issues. We saw him having a health issue here. And he lands on his feet in New Mexico State. He knows how to win, right? He knows how to do way more with less than majority of people. He's comfortable doing that.
Right.
You beat out everybody at New Mexico State. And just so happens, the backup at Vanderbilt, who was getting paid 100 or 150, got hurt. You were okay staying at New Mexico State for less than that.
Right.
They needed a quarterback, and you said, why not? And then next thing you know, you catch Genie in a bottle, and now you're a superhero.
Yep. Not a superstar, but a superhero.
Superhero. You're legendary status now at Vanderbilt. No more Jay Cutler, even though Jay Cutler lives there.
Smoking Jay.
Yeah, Jay Cutler is long gone, right? And so now you have the impact where he's like, hey, I get that mic in front of me. He went from Joe Flacco to Joe Montana all of a sudden in his mind. And he's a good player. I mean, he's tough. I like his leadership and stuff like that. But it also lets you know that where you are as a program, it's a compliment. It has a negative tone, but it is a compliment.
Vanderbilt starting quarterback history is like Miami Dolphins-esque.
It's like the Chicago Bears. It's not even that.
Let's just say Marino and Cutler are the same guy. Let's just say. I know they're not, in college, right?
Right.
Here's the history. A.J. Swan, they're going reverse chronological. Mike Wright, Ken Seals, Deuce Wallace, Mo Hassan, Riley Neal, Kyle Shermer.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Johnny McCrary, Wade Freebeck, Steven Rivers, Patton Robinette, Austin Carter Samuels, Jordan Rogers.
He was decent.
He is okay. Yeah. He was there. Academic honor roll, if not all conference. Eric Carson, Larry Smith, Mackenzie Adams, Chris Nixon, Jay Cutler. Before that, Greg Zolman, Damian Allen, Ronnie Gordon, Marcus Wilson, Mike Healy, Eric Jones, Mark Racker, John Gromos, Kurt Page, Whit Taylor, Van Heflin, Mike Wright again.
Yeah, that's like three. There's nothing. There's three. It's Rogers, obviously Cutler, and I think Damian Allen went up to Canada. And is that the Damian Allen that was in Canada?
Could be. Let's see. Damian Allen, where'd you go? He does not have a second Wikipedia page. So if it is, I'm not sure.
Yeah. So
at least remember the name Austin Carter Samuels a little bit.
I don't remember. Well, you should remember. It's Austin, but I don't remember him at all. When I'm talking about hitting the quarterback or athlete lottery in this day and age of NIL and snapshot exposure leading to lifelong, life changing money, he's an example of it.
Right.
But he's a good player now. I'm not taking anything away from him. He's tough. He makes plays. They rallied around him. I really like their coach. I think you have to have a certain mindset as a coach, player, and administrator to do well at Vanderbilt. I think this slowdown of the transfer portal and the uptick in financial, help when their NIL has really helped Vanderbilt. I mean, obviously, I know it. I was getting recruited by Northwestern. I would not go to Vanderbilt. I wouldn't make it in Vanderbilt. And so
Chicago and Nashville are dangerous for two very different reasons.
Yeah, well, they're both of them are great places to party, but academically, it might be the shortest tenure possible. Back to Nebraska, I think, obviously you got a lot of stuff going on and, with Nebraska with camps and official visits and star rankings and, you got a lot of players here going to other places. And it lets you know where Nebraska could go, which is also a great compliment, but it's the most dangerous compliment or the most dangerous situation as an athlete. Because generally people always are going to tend to, this is our time. Yeah. We're going to be back. Which is great. And that's what you should, because you've obviously made some strides to get there. The problem is sometimes you got to make sure that you're mature enough and have the right leadership inside that locker room to make sure the main thing is the main thing. And that's what he's facing. You know, the revisionist history of drawing back on that, at that feeling, that the euphoria of that Alabama game, they're still feeling it and still talking about it right now. You're not the same team. And I can tell you, if you go down to Tuscaloosa this year, I can promise you, you're going to have their full attention.
And they can't afford, as a fan base or a program, to look back on that win over that Alabama team like it's their national championship. Right. It's a nice win. Congratulations, you did it. Look at old Vandy. It's worth celebrating.
It's a legendary win. It's a legendary win. It's a once-in-a-lifetime win because of the ranking of Alabama and where Vanderbilt was. It's no different than the time, I think, Nebraska was – they lost to Iowa State, right, up at Iowa State. And so it happened.
Like 9-7.
It happens, yeah. Right? But look how long it's taken Iowa State to be consistent right now. And they've had some different teams that are pretty good. So, but, you know, back to Nebraska, you know, this is when you think about it, you know, we can talk about it for the next, like, you know, 10, 13 minutes, is that right now, as we've seen in June, it's the hardest time right now because it's, you know, training camp is coming about 6 weeks from now. But then you still have 6 more weeks to benefit off of everything I talked about, which is a unique, positive, could be negative position to be in. So that the ability to hyper focus and to push yourself and almost get out of the what ifs or maybe devil in the what ifs, you know, and kind of create fictional people in your, or, you know, in you know, competitors in your mind, and find different ways to motivate yourself, especially for the next 2 to 3 weeks, especially when you're going through summer conditioning and stuff, is going to be paramount to the success of Nebraska. And it's going to be the paramount to the success of teams like Vanderbilt, you know, and, you know, at some point in time, you got to take stuff like that personal, and it can't be the coaches. It can't be the fans that are upset of it. It's got to be the players that got to think of, hey, I'm tired of being looked at as a stepping stone. I'm tired of being looked at as an old program that's never going to be good again.
Right.
And those are the things that needs to motivate you right now, or you're going to get more secondary players, secondary universities trying to take shots at you.
Yes, but does Nebraska need to care about that, right? Where's that line between caring about what people think, caring about history, and focusing on yourself?
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Well, in the moment, because I think that's the big picture goal, is to not be the laughingstock, to not be brought up in those sorts of conversations.
Right.
But also, you know, maybe that's fuel for these guys. But maybe that's taking the focus off of, I just got to be better today. And then let whatever happens, however people talk about you, fall by the wayside.
Yeah, people are going to talk about you anyways. Don't matter, right.
As we saw.
Right. You're going to talk about you anyways. They're going to talk about you if you're a national champion or if you're a national chump. I mean, I think you don't, it's not 100% of your focus, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not 100% of your motivation, right? But it can motivate you, like, in between, this kind of dog days of summer,
mm-hmm.
for real.
Gotcha.
And it's not, you probably won't play Vanderbilt this year. It'd be great if you did. It'd be, we've seen the last time Vanderbilt was talking about Bama, and Bama went up there and Jalen Hurts was eating a hot dog by halftime, right? Because you made Nick Saban mad.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's going to be, I don't think it's bulletin board material, but I think
I think it can be on the bulletin board. It's just not what you circle and highlight. Yeah, it's got to be there so you can see
it. It's just in the small corner.
Yeah.
Right. And it's something that could catch your attention just because you just happened to look up.
Yeah.
But I think it's bigger than that. Right. So when you think about bulletin board stuff, that's emotion. That's, like in the moment.
Motivation, not discipline.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got to think about it bigger.
Yeah.
That's all part of it. Mm-hmm. Right. So now you got to think about it like a reverse. Okay. We're going to become so disciplined and our standards are going to get so high that even if somebody says it, it's just a blip on the radar screen. And then once we meet an opponent that has said that in the past,
mm-hmm.
that's where the Michael Jordan pettiness comes in. And that's where the domination comes in. And then therefore, you don't have to worry about intimidating anybody because everything that's on tape or everything that you've heard about Nebraska at that point in time comes to fruition from the tape to reality, and then the game's over.
What we need to do is the Big Ten Media Days, pool some cash together, find a player from another team that Nebraska is going to play and say, have them say to Nebraska, you're not 9-5. See who that pisses off.
Yeah, I mean, these kids are so young, they just be like, who cares?
What if someone tells Dylan he's not the real 1-5? Would that do it?
No, I think he's
should it to, do it?
It should. Or just say, I'm the new one. I'm the new version. I mean, I think he would think he's the new version. And he probably thinks whether you're talking about Mahomes or you're talking about Tommy Frazier.
Either one. I don't care. Yeah, probably Tommy in the context. Yeah,
I don't think Dylan's even would approach that. I think the biggest thing for these guys as they move forward is just make sure that standard's met every day. Mm-hmm. But then it happens. Somebody pokes the bear, then you just deal with the results.
Well, but then if you're the bear and you get poked, you have to do something about it.
Yeah, or
you got to defend your turf.
Or you like the difference between I've been looking on the internet at night,
dangerous
TikTok. The difference between a black bear and a brown bear. Black bear, you might have a chance to scare him off, right? What, he's supposed to run at him and just kind of. Brown bear, you better get to moving because he's
find someone slower
because he's constantly exactly. you it's all about who's in proximity. Run next to the slow person, right? Because then that's what they're going to get. So, but what I mean by that is you always maybe want to be, the brown bear. You don't always have to be poked. You just want to be the aggressor because at mm-hmm. the end of the day, you just got to worry about it. Don't worry about the results afterwards. But I thought it was just interesting that you have somebody from a totally different conference that had a really, really, I call it a snapshot version of success, right? And you mm-hmm. get hot. We talked about it yesterday when you kind of get on a run. We talked about it was Derek Queen, as far mm-hmm. as in the NBA draft, he from Big Ten, or he played from the second half of the regular season and or later the second half of the regular season, which we saw him at PBA when he was pretty much the difference maker. He got busy, and then it went from Reese being the bell cow to essentially him being the, front and center. Mm-hmm. And then his run through the NCAA tournament, now you got him potentially going into the lottery pick. Well, now you think about this dude here. You went from New Mexico State, just on the surface, you go from New Mexico State to Vanderbilt. They're like, oh, okay, that's cool. You're just a throw-in, right? Mm-hmm. You're the start at New Mexico or at Vanderbilt mm-hmm. from New Mexico State.
But you're a Vanderbilt.
It's the same.
Yeah.
Right? Except for you're in a bigger conference. Let's mm-hmm. see how you do. Well, then you have an iconic victory, once-in-a-lifetime victory. I mean, you had the whole world was talking about it.
Yeah.
Now you think
You think you're that guy?
Yeah.
You think you're him?
Yeah. And mm-hmm. also, when you're at a university, that really the only other quarterback that was viable was Jay Cutler.
Right.
And it's not a knock against Jay Cutler, but you're not, this is not Ohio State where you, where you got
right.
this plethora, or even like Michigan and all these other places. Then you start to feel yourself a little bit. Mm. And so now, you know, and rightfully so. So we'll see, you know, come, you know, this fall, because what happens is that, some players come, they come in, I call it memory drunk. You constantly go back to.
Back then, glory back then. Days,
right.
Nostalgia.
That yeah. last year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was good last year. And mm-hmm. you hear it all the time.
Oh.
Yeah, the yeah. guys would be a junior, former mm-hmm. four-star recruit. Mm-hmm. That was 4 years ago. Some guys, if you had COVID a year, you know what I mean? It was 6 years ago.
Right.
And you're talking about what he did in high school versus what he's doing in college or when he's an adult. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you never let that go. And then sometimes you get bypassed.
And that's dangerous for a number of reasons. I mean, number one, you can use that as motivation. I'm still that dude.
Yeah.
I can still do this. But once you start saying that publicly and you haven't backed it up yet,
yeah.
oh boy, you're in trouble.
And you know what? They might be onto something. I think Vanderbilt's probably along the lines of the year that Northwestern had when nobody thought they were going to win a game. I think that's the same. There was the same, you know, kind of expectations or standard that they generally had, you know. A new coach and a young coach and very energetic, and it's kind of unique situation. And then, you know, they got on that winning, and you start to win some games. You just never know what you can do.
It is interesting too that obviously we're attached to this because it's Nebraska, but he also said Purdue. And that's basically what Vanderbilt has been. Academic, black and gold, one-ish
they look the same.
Run here and there.
Right.
They act the same. Come on, man. You got to know your own school's history and understand where you've come. Again, live in the moment. Love it. Congratulations. It can be a new era, but you've had one decent year in the last decade. I would love to know how Purdue people are taking this. This, and they're like, yeah, well, you got us. We know.
Barry Odom is probably using that as a lot more motivation than Nebraska. And that's just because, you know, Barry's a linebacker. I know him a little bit. And
he's a linebacker.
Yeah, he played at Missouri. He's a good player.
Really good
player. Actually, a really good coach. He worked his way up. He was a head coach at Missouri, for a while. He's a really good recruiter. He went down to UNLV and obviously did his thing there. You know, for the expectations or standard at Purdue, I expect him because he's more – like he has more experience at it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In these type of situations at Purdue, and plus magically, Purdue invested in their collectives when he get it. This is what I want to ask you, Austin. You know, I love Tom Allen.
You do.
I think he's
the LEO.
I love Tom Allen, and he's a great coach. He's a great motivator. He's a really good recruiter. He's a developer as well, because a lot of his players that he's coached have went on to the next level. Michael Penix Jr. was one of his proteges or one of his projects. How would you feel as a coach that you take a job at that time, like Indiana, minimal support, minimal at best support, Purdue, minimal, like Walters, like you had you were part of Illinois, put a lot of guys in the NFL, coached a lot of guys that just got drafted. You take this job and you can't even get a free hamburger. You can't even get a car, like a loaner car. You can't even get, like, I think a lot of coaches get, like, airtime as far as private jets for personal time. You probably don't even have a clothing allowance besides the Nike swag. You know, we're talking about, like, you know, suits and stuff.
Right.
And then as soon as you're gone, now, mind you, in Walter's case, they hired you 18 months prior. So two seasons prior. But as soon as you're gone, they're like, oh, yeah, here goes some money. Like with Tom Allen, or with Cignetti.
Yeah. I think that, number one, it's just kind of the way of the world, right? That's why you make some of these coaching changes, is to try to drum up some support.
Sure.
I think that's why Minnesota basketball made their move from Ben Johnson. I think it's why Iowa made their move from Fran McCaffrey, just for a couple examples. So I think, number one, it's just natural, just part of the way of the world. Number two, you can take it two ways. Number one is to be bitter about it. Well, if I would have had this level of support, if I would have had X, Y, or Z, and that's completely human, completely natural, completely normal. But number two is, I mean, Tom Allen's still around. He's still coaching. Probably not going to be a head coach again.
No, he's down at Clemson now.
Right.
D coordinator there.
DC.
So he's not hurting
for it.
Yeah, he's not hurting that. But I'm just saying, for him, he had opportunities to leave after that one magical year when they were actually Big Ten champions. Mm-hmm. He stayed 10 toes down. Mm-hmm. And then COVID hit. Then they're like, oh, yeah, thanks, but no thanks.
But then I think the lesson is, could I have been slightly pushier? Could I have advocated for myself or my guys even more? Because I think especially at a place like Indiana, and let's take the reverse aspect of this, Fred Hoiberg at Nebraska. Mm. You're the second program, if that. Right? I mean, Nebraska's volleyball, I get it. But yeah. Indiana basketball is number one. Nebraska football is number one.
Sure.
If you're Tom Allen, could you have said, hey, I'm doing my part over here. Can you help me out a little bit? I'm not saying he didn't, but you've done even more. You know, made incremental asks. I don't know what Fred Hoiberg is asking for or not asking for, but you know he understands the reality of the situation at Nebraska internally. He's got to have a finger on the pulse. And it's going to feel, I think, to some degree like, you know, there are a lot of mouths to feed. You don't want to be the ungrateful one, the complainer, the always asking for more. But I think if you want to avoid that feeling of, well, I got cheated. Oh, they didn't support me enough. You got to get over the awkwardness of asking, especially if you have proven results.
Yeah.
Tom Allen was up and down. You know, Fred Hoiberg seems like things are still pointed up.
Yeah.
I think Fred is in more of a position to go, hey, come on, help me. I'm doing this. You know, can you give me a little bit more? Can you give me 1 extra percent? You know, okay, can I get another 0.5% on top of that? The worst they can say is no. Then you're just right back to where you are. And sure, maybe the wrong athletic director would take it wrong. Oh, he's needy. Oh, he's pushy.
Right.
Oh, he's not grateful. I don't think that's how Troy Dannon would be. You got to advocate for yourself, for your players, for your program. You can't allow yourself to sink into the mindset of we're the second program. They're more important. We understand they're going to get taken care of first. You got to fight for yourself and your guys.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great point because if you don't do it, nobody will.
That part.
And they will have no problem
not giving you
tightening up those purse strings.
Right.
And tell you what you should have asked for it, you
right.
know. And the flip side is, you think that it would be you know ready available. So, anyways, good first segment. We're going to touch on a little bit of that in the next segment, and then we'll just talk about local recruiting because they had the 7-on-7 state championship. Had some guys commit from Westside, leveling up via 7-on-7 Warren Academy. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.